This is Morning Edition on Arizona Public Radio, KNAU. I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole. Good morning and thanks for tuning in. Last year, Arizona became the 17th state in the nation to approve a medical marijuana law. But a year later, that law is far from being fully implemented. Governor Jan Brewer is challenging a key provision that provides for opening dispensaries, and that's left some 16,000 card-holding patients and dozens of potential dispensary owners with few options.
Reception here, behind that door, will be a therapy room where a naturopathic doctor will see people.
David Grandin is the owner of the Grassroots Wellness Center in Flagstaff. It opened for business a few days ago as a healthcare facility, offering naturopathic medicine, massage therapy, and a slew of workshops.
We will have a full classroom, and we'll do culinary work, we'll do end-of-life and patient rights.
Grassroots was also supposed to be one of Northern Arizona's first medical marijuana dispensaries. But with the state law in limbo, David Grandin says what was poised to be a burgeoning industry for the state has now been nipped in the bud.
We had initially investors for three dispensaries. And as soon as it seemed that it was on hold, all those investors became very wary. And can you blame them?
So far, Grandin has invested about $10,000 and taken out a second mortgage on his home to fund the wellness center. He's put money into a lease and paid various fees to operate as a nonprofit, and he doesn't expect to get any of that back. Grandin believes he's done everything the state has asked him to do under the medical marijuana law, and now he wants Arizona to do the same.
It's supposed to be quite easy. You should be able to go to your local dispensary and pick it up. And what I'm hearing over and over again, patients, oh, I have my medical marijuana card. Okay, now where do I get my medicine? Well, that's all up in the air.
At issue is Governor Brewer's challenge to the law. The governor says she's concerned state employees could be prosecuted under federal laws for enabling the distribution of an illegal drug. But so far, that hasn't happened anywhere in the country.
I really don't take seriously the threat, and I don't think there is a threat, that state officers are going to be criminally prosecuted for violating federal law because they're enforcing state law. The most that would happen is that they would be warned.
That's Paul Bender, an emeritus law professor at Arizona State University. Because the feds remain ambiguous about potential prosecutions, Bender believes there's only one realistic solution for Arizona.
If I were doing it, I think what I would do is say we go ahead and enforce the state law and put the burden on the federal government to say what they think we're doing that we should stop.
Currently, Arizona law allows people to apply for and receive medical marijuana cards. That classification entitles them to grow up to 12 plants for personal use and to share with other cardholders. But those options aren't possible for people like Chris of Flagstaff. He's asked we not use his real name. Chris is a quadriplegic, the result of a cliff diving accident 27 years ago when he was just 14.
Spasticity has become the bane of my days that does cause me some serious grief.
Chris says years of narcotic painkillers did nothing for his ailments and left him addicted on more than one occasion. He says marijuana is the only thing that helps alleviate his severe and near-constant muscle spasms and the gastric distress associated with the settling and deterioration of his spine. But Chris's physical limitations make it impossible for him to grow his own marijuana plants. So even though he's got a legitimate medical marijuana patient card, Chris says he still has to go through illegal channels to get it. He's disappointed that Governor Jan Brewer is holding up what he feels is a crucial medicinal option for many people.
It's frustrating and it's frightening to think that there's just going to be one more spot that somebody's going to want to reach in and control, you know, how I can live and whether or not I'm doing right or wrong by their standards. We got to at least try something here and make available some of this product to those people that need it.
Last week, the American Civil Liberties Union told a federal judge in Phoenix that Governor Jan Brewer's challenge to Arizona's medical marijuana law should be thrown out. And Arizona's former top federal prosecutor said publicly that the federal government has no intention of targeting or going after people who are implementing or complying with state law. But for now, Arizona is still refusing to allow dispensaries to open.